Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right. Hey, fellas, how do I sound?
Hey.
Am I coming through okay?
More importantly, how do I sound?
You sound pretty good.
Whoa,
keep talking. Give me a 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, microphone check. Brand new microphone check.
Testes. 1, 2.
Testes?
3.
How many?
Testes. Testes. They made another one of those. Did you guys know that? Beavis and Butthead do the universe. Did you guys know that? Yeah.
I was gonna say, are you Beavis or Butthead? Which one were you doing?
I was being Butthead, I think. Cause Beavis.
Yeah. That's right.
Dude, I plugged that thing in the other night, too. Man. I started watching it the other night. I was
Where
a fan back in the day. Huh?
Where?
I think it's on Max, maybe. I'm not sure. Whichever one of those studios owns that movie, producer Katie, watch out. We're actors. We can't talk about the studio.
I think there's new episodes, actually, like real episodes.
Oh, actual episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to get on that. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Oh, you know what I was really going to tell you guys about in the cold open? Speaking of cold and open, guys, I'm wearing my first functional hooded sweatshirt of the season down here in Los Angeles. Usually it's for fashion. But this time it's for function, because it's finally cold down here. So.
75 Yay! Degrees cold.
We're Seattle's only live and local Kraken podcast reporting on the weather from L.A.
It looks good.
I mean, we could get out of the awkward silence.
Release the show!
By just saying the title of the show.
Young Fish. What's cracking? We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show.
Welcome to Release the Show, everybody. I know why you're a little low energy out there. It's because so are your Kraken. We will commiserate with you all on this episode of Release the Show. Double theme song. That doesn't sound good at all.
After we talk about Wiener Schnitzel.
Good job, producer Katie.
Have you guys had Wiener Schnitzel lately?
Yes, actually I have.
I've been running a lot lately, and there's like a there's like a, you know, like the burgers come in a container, right? Mm-hmm. And there's just a smushed burger container every, and I've been running past it every single day.
A used one.
Yeah, it's litter.
It's
like,
discarded.
Like if you, when you get your wiener schnitzel, you should put the trash in the trash.
Some people's litter is another person's advertising.
It's freaking inspiring. Mm-hmm. It's inspiring me to go get some wiener schnitzel, everybody. And if you are feeling the same way, there are two locations, one in Everett, one in Fife. Go immediately get yourself a burger. Mostly that's what I want because of the container. Ooh. But if you mention the Release the Show podcast.
The chili burgers, man. Get the chili sauce on there with the pickles. With the pickles. With the pickles. Oh.
Are they sweet or dill?
Pickles.
Do you know?
They're dill. They're dill. So the vinegar kind of cuts through that spicy chili sauce. With the pickles.
And if it's a little too spicy, tell them that the Release the Show podcast sent you, and they'll give you a free ice cream cone with any other purchase.
Free ice cream cone? What? Wow. Check that out.
Anyway,
everybody.
So I've been really craving wiener schnitzel, like a lot.
There's one in Everett. There's one in Fife. Pull into Wiener Schnitzel. They got drive-thrus also, so just pull around. Mm-hmm. Mention Release the Show. Get a free ice cream cone. Wow. Get it, Ryan? So, ice cream cone?
Just like our chili start for the season.
Whoa. Your guys' wordplay is really punny.
The studio audience is all over it today. Loving it, you guys. Man, the warm-up guy really did his job.
Can I ask Katie a question?
You can.
So you're talking about this Wiener Schnitzel box that you run by, and it's inspiring you, and you're saying people throw away your trash, but you keep running by it, and you don't pick it up?
Bro, I'm on a run, man. I'm doing wind sprints. I'm sweating.
What's up?
Advertising. Sweating. Advertising. Like we said, advertising.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I'll send you
she
a picture
there,
later of the thing in the trash. You're right.
The more inspired everyone will be. You
There's
can put it on the
trash
top of the
can
trash.
Kind of close by, so you're right. I should just do that.
Maybe take some painter's tape out there and double side roll it, stick it to the trash can, to the outside of it.
There you definitely go. Advertising so, now.
Yeah. Well, it's recycling is what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And being from
That's
the Northwest, we're all into recycling up there. Hey, speaking of trash, let's talk some Kraken hockey, everybody.
Hey.
Man, are they terrible. The Kraken, Ryan, I mean, Chris, producer Katie, whoever wants to jump in on this, any answer will do in Kraken land. The Kraken are awful. The team from last year is not the team from this year, I don't think, at all. They were off to a bit of a slow start last year, but not quite like this. No physicality, no real hockey being played that I can see, no pace to the game, no answers in sight, seemingly. What's his name? Burakovsky just got hurt. Burakovsky? Whatever. Who cares? He's not here for a while. And the team sucks. Ryan, your thoughts?
Could have said it better myself.
Teed it up perfectly.
Okay, perfect. I mean, dude, they got to get after it. Let's go, guys.
Everything that I said last week that I predicted was going to happen did not happen at all. Including like the home opener and the energy and the wins and everything. It was exactly opposite of what I thought they're going to do. It was incredible.
Yeah. It's not just losses, guys. They're laying big fat turds all over the place. I mean, these losses are losses. They're getting hammered. And the one win was nice, but I mean, even in the win, they gave up five goals?
They almost
four
gave
goals?
It away. Yeah.
Yeah. So the win was kind of you backed into a W there. Chris, it's crap. This is crap hockey we're watching.
Well, first of all, it sucks to have Tanev go out and Burakovsky go out, and here we go again, just, you know, injuries. And that's not an excuse, because we have,
sounded like an excuse to me.
A team that went to the playoffs last year and was supposedly top to bottom pretty solid, even if we didn't have superstars. But I think you already said it when you talked about low energy and whatnot, and Ryan, you touched on it as well. Let's look at a stat from last game against the Rangers.
Okay.
Puck battle win percentage.
Okay.
Puck battle win percentage. The Rangers, 73%, Kraken, 27. 73-27 puck battle win percentage.
Dude.
That's not energy. There's no fight there. I know they got in a couple of fights, but come on.
A 27%? I mean, if a letter grade, that's like an M. I don't even know what that is. That's not even on your teacher's thing there. That's terrible. That's awful. That's like a quarter of a star. Chris, that wouldn't get you into Stanford at all.
I don't believe so, unless, again, like I said, you sleep with the right people, and then those types of numbers are overlooked. Easy.
I thought he was going to say that wouldn't even get you into UW. You had a shot, Chris. You had a chance. All right, Ryan.
Had another shot at UW.
Ryan. Oh, damn it. Ryan, they are terrible.
They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
So back to the energy. Home opener. No energy in the building. Not from the fans. Not from the players. The pregame show, everything leading up to it, it was just like it was another Tuesday. I mean, there was absolutely zero energy in the building. And I'm looking around and I'm like, I couldn't tell this is the home opener and the start of the season, a refresh, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then they come out and they get a goal and then they get a response goal and they do. And it's the same kind of story.
Still no energy even with the goals? You were there.
No, not really. I mean,
yeah.
The game number two versus Carolina, yeah, there was some energy there when they started scoring in bunches. And all of a sudden, you see, this is the team that we're used to. And after that game, after that win, the locker room was really spirited. They had their victory song playing.
Okay. What is it? Are you allowed to tell us?
Afro-Man. Afro-Man. Crazy rap.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, it's just the thing is going.
Well, I mean, guys, there's some bangers. I mean, that's a good song, but
Cardi got the Davy Jones hat.
They'll probably be hearing that song about as often as I hear it. The way things are going. All right.
But then they turn around and do what they did with New York, and it's just right back.
Dude, why can't they just smack someone in the mouth, though? If you're not going to score goals, at least go out there and hit somebody. What is with the big rig? And I'm you know, guys, look, we are Kraken fans. I think we were the first podcast out there, even if we're not. Let's just take credit for it. And so our support for the Kraken has been unwavering and still is unwavering, but it's time to call some people out. And I'm going to kind of start with the rig, honestly, because he doesn't deserve that nickname, guys. I'm sorry. Like, when I first heard about this guy at 6'11", you know, 295 pounds of solid granite, I just thought we'd have a guy flying around smoking people off their skates back there. Like, I thought here's a guy who's going to be pressing the hit button like he's playing a video game. But instead, like, what's he doing out there, Ryan? Like, honestly, I don't know much hockey at all, but I know that that guy should be laying people out and not trying to skate past people and score goals. I mean, if he could, that'd be awesome, but he can't. And then he's also not laying people out. And I just, because of the nickname, that's why he's squarely in my sights. I don't know. I'm calling people out. What's up?
You're close. He's 6'7", 257. So
why isn't he getting in fights? Why isn't he knocking people out with his fists? Why isn't he knocking people out while they're on their skates just in the game? Let's bring some heat. Is he not that kind of a player? And if you're not that kind of a player, then why are you that big? It doesn't make any sense.
No, he definitely could be. I mean, why isn't anybody doing that right now? And that's the real question. Why isn't anybody playing up to what they're supposed to?
No, don't say anybody. Call someone out by name, Ryan.
Let's go Beniers. He hasn't even scored a goal yet.
Good.
He's getting close.
Good.
All right.
Go after him.
So, yeah, he needs – I think he gets first one and he starts. They start coming in, but everybody needs to put their nose in there a little bit.
Our predictions don't work.
Grind.
We tried predicting. That didn't work. We tried no predicting. That didn't work. We tried giving them ridiculous nicknames. That kind of worked. Let's try taking them to task a little bit, Ryan. Go after him. Go after Babyface Beniers.
I mean, he's doing everything right except for scoring, so you really can't go after him too much. But he needs
to look at him walk back.
Come on, bro. Come on. No, that's okay. You know, honestly, Ryan sees these guys in person. Actually, Chris, that's the thing. He's like, honestly, he's got the badge, and he's gonna have to actually see them and look them face to face. So, Ryan, you might not want to let Chris and I do this here, Chris.
So, you guys go for it.
I'm just saying, like, you know, we don't want to get you. You're just getting over the ankle injury. We don't want to give you a facial injury of any kind. Those guys are rough. Watch out. Okay, Chris. I mean, you know. What's up? Who you want to call out by name?
I'm calling out, you know, OG, long time. Well, I'm going to call him friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Dan, what's up?
Okay.
Where are you at?
Yeah.
Where are you at, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need you. Okay?
Where's his line, dude?
Not only for this show, but like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Veteran presence, step up now.
Yeah, totally. He should have had at least a hat trick by now.
Now or never.
In the first two seasons, he would have been scoring goals by now, dude. Ryan, like, no one is scoring goals, no matter who we name. Why do you think, in your sort of, I mean, dude, you're our hockey guy. You played juniors. You're a professional hockey player. Why is the team not scoring goals?
I don't know. Other than the game, you know, against the Hurricanes, which they scored 7 out of nowhere, they haven't scored more than 1 goal a game. There really is no explanation for it other than they're just not doing, and here's my thing again, those little things that you do to create those chances. So what was the stat with
the puck
battles?
Yeah, 73% right. To something. Yeah.
But you got to be better than that. You got to win the one-on-one battles. You got to get in the corner. You have to not quit passing it up the middle. I mean, these guys are turning it over in the neutral zone, and then the offensive zone breaks. There's just everything is stacking up against them for what they should be doing, and they need to get back to basics. And I think once you start doing that, and you start putting these, you know, start with one shift, string that together, put a couple shifts together, get a couple chances. That game versus Carolina, they actually had a lot of chances, more than they were scoring. There was actually some really good play. I don't know why they went backwards on that. The next day in morning skate, or actually the next game morning skate against New York, team was high, you know, very good spirits. Everybody was relaxed afterwards, and nice conversations in the locker room. So it looked like the things were trending upwards, and then they come back and, like I said, they laid an egg, and they're back to where they started.
who's got to go? I think it's time to start talking
about.
Wow,
he's pulling it this early.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, oh, what do we got to do? Well, because here's
why. 6 games in.
No, but let me tell you why. Injuries, okay? Tanev's out. Burkowski's out. That's your Burakovsky. Can somebody tell me how to say that stupid name? What is it? It depends on who you listen to. If you turn on SportsCenter, they're like, they put like weird emphasis on weird. Ryan, how do you say that guy's name?
It's Burakovsky.
Burakovsky, yeah. But sometimes, wait, Burakovsky or Burakovsky?
I'm saying Burakovsky.
Whatever. Listen, he's out. We need some players in here, man. Ryan, how about this? I mean, or Chris. I mean, let's bring in some. Here's what I was going to say. I know what the problem is, Kraken fans. And we called it out on episode number 1 of this show because I know who's gone. This is the thing. I know who left and who we should have kept. Sprong. Actual Dan. Missing him. That's the problem. That dude brought it every single night. Nobody wanted him. Remember, we picked him up off like waivers or something, or off whatever the version of an NHL contract is where they sort of half-heartedly sort of put you on the team. And he ran with it, and the fans embraced him. The team embraced him. He was for sure a team leader. Absolutely. Probably one of the most unsung heroes of all of last season. And for some reason, he's not here and the team has no energy. He's the one who brought the energy with those goals that you needed in the moments that you needed them. The most clutch guy from last season. Not here. Gone. Why? And no one has obviously stepped up to take his spot. Chris.
Well, it's crazy that actual Dan, which sounds underwhelming, was actually way more than that.
Yes.
Right? Way more than that. What a spark plug. And now I think it's Kyler who now has stepped in to potentially his role at this point in time. And he got his first goal, which is great. He's the local kid. He got his first goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to see more from him as well in that spot.
Yeah.
You know, he's got big shoes to fill for actual Dan. And I think we'll give him some time. You
what
know
about
what I mean? I'm willing to
but
do
what
that.
About bringing in some new guys who want to prove it, you know what I mean, Ryan? Like and you know who I'm talking about. Is it time to start looking down into the desert and bringing up some dudes that are young and hungry? Because I mean, if we're not going to win anyway, why we want to do it with a bunch of old guys who don't want to be out there? Let's bring
That's
in
true.
Where's Evans? What's his name? Who's the young
Riker.
guy?
Riker?
Yeah, where's Riker, dude? Bring him in.
Yeah, he's still a little bit away, ways away.
Why?
Next game, we're gonna see Sprong in the next game versus Detroit.
He's
coming right back at us.
Why?
I think you bring up John Hayden before you bring up Riker Evans first. Throw some of that physicality in.
Honestly, bro, I don't care who you bring up. Just bring up somebody who's hungry and wants to stay on the big squad.
We're gonna have a chance to see Devin Shore play today. Okay. He'll be on the fourth line.
I like that.
So there's a new face for you. I think we throw Decord back in and then I think he's gonna start tonight. So I think the stuff that's been working, and now with Burkowski out and Tanev out, we're gonna have line combos that are gonna be different. Cartier is gonna be on the first line playing with Beniers and Eberle. So
we're gonna
have some different combos there.
Where's my guy Ellie? He's gotta step up. Where's he been?
He's on the third line right now. Right. So, yeah, I mean, there is a chance now for some of these guys to step up into these other roles because there is this opportunity and opening before you start bringing up guys from Coachella Valley.
I don't care what line they're on. You know where you never have to stand in line?
Epic Seats.
EpicSeats.com. Wow.
Nobody beats Epic Seats.
Oh, man, that was sweet.
Man, your transitions are on point today.
Do you know what, you guys? Speaking of mixing it up, I just got off the phone with Jimmy Seats at Epic Seats.
Oh.
What's he got to say?
We're going to mix it up a little bit.
Oh.
Instead of doing a Kraken tickets giveaway.
Well, because who wants to go see them right now anyway? Just kidding. It's a joke. I'm kidding.
Wow. This is dark.
It's a joke.
Listen, I'm just saying. Like,
all right, what do you got?
I'm pretty excited about this.
What do you got?
The Jonas Brothers are playing Climate Pledge Arena.
Whoa.
On November 10th.
And we're giving tickets away?
And we're giving tickets away to go see the Joe Bros.
Wow.
Because the Kraken.
Wow.
Okay.
Are not as hot.
All right.
As Joe and.
And Nick.
Nick.
And.
Nick. And.
Joe, Nick.
Who's the third?
Thomas.
The other one?
Paul.
Paul. Peter.
Peter,
John.
Paul, Thomas,
Ringo.
Anyway, so if you want to see the
Jonas Brothers. I'm sorry. I was just going to try to get it clean. Go ahead.
If you want to see the Jonas Brothers at Climate Pledge Arena on November 10th.
Where's your camera? The people need to be able to see you hawking this contest over your turn. Because I was going to say, let's get this clean. Let's put this video out there because I have a contest for them to try to win the tickets.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you got to listen to the show to try to win the tickets. So we have Jonas Brothers tickets. So
Jonas Brothers tickets on November 10th. They are playing Climate Pledge Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to win tickets, you have to
answer the trivia question, which is, where did Brett actually meet the Jonas Brothers in real life and have drinks with them at a hotel bar?
Like the city in which this happened.
Frankfurt, Germany. Send in the answer to the trivia question to Katie. Yeah, just email releasetheshow@gmail.com. Say, you know, the answer is Frankfurt.
And the show's not until November 10th. So
yeah, you got time.
So we got some time. We're going to be doing this contest for a couple weeks here. Okay.
And also, that's a true story.
People don't actually have to guess.
I met, and I don't know if they had drinks, but I was definitely drinking. They were probably younger then. Maybe they weren't drinking. Weren't they the sort of fellas that probably wouldn't be drinking? Either way, I met them at a hotel restaurant, and we had a good time.
Brett is a sucker for them.
And stuff. Yeah, dude. Who doesn't love the Jonas Brothers?
Yep.
Yeah, man. Pretty cool dudes. Yeah. Ryan, you a Joe Bro guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to mention, just so we have it.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, people. It's like the press row. So they're high up in the sky. You're going to be, you know, like in the nosebleeds, but you got these tickets. I'm just making sure everybody knows in advance. Okay, man. I just want to make sure everybody knows.
Wait.
Well, make sure you email us for the contest. you guys think the Kraken will win?
You're coming up.
So, all right, back to the show at hand here. Nobody beats
Epic Seats.
You can't cut it. We don't edit anything.
The view from the press row is not too bad.
You're going to see the full spectacle. You're going to see the full show. You're going to see every angle of the full show. Okay?
Through your binoculars. Yes.
Hey, what? They're playing the Detroit Red Wings tonight on the road. We usually, I don't know, we I feel like we do good against them, or maybe that's just how I feel. Yeah. And then we are at Carolina, excuse me, who we really took care of in our only win, barely. And then we're at the hated Florida Panthers, which is the team we picked as our arch nemesis on episode number one arbitrarily, isn't it? Isn't it that we hate? Yeah, we hate the Panthers. Correct. Okay, so this podcast hates the Panthers. So we're definitely going to take them out on Saturday. And then on Monday, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who I'm not sure if we've ever beat them, but we'll be in Tampa Bay taking them on before Halloween is on Tuesday and we record again. You guys, this roadie right now, I mean, it's a four-game stretch. Jeez, they go all the way. I mean, they start in Detroit, but then, man, they hit the full East Coast before coming back home. They got to at least split this, don't they? Come on. Because, Ryan, you're talking about the mood in the building, but I don't know how much we can blame the fans when that first home opener was already so many games in and they hadn't really shown much. So, I mean, if they come back from this thing without a W, that place will be a – I mean – they should just rename it the Seattle Public Library at that point, probably, shouldn't they? Yeah. So what do they got to do on this road trip for us to even be sort of optimistic about this season going forward?
Well, Red Wings are 5-1, so they're, okay, they're pretty good right now. Carolina's 3-3.
They have the top point scorer.
Florida is 2-3. Tampa Bay is 2-2. So, I mean, these teams are hard. It's going to be a hard road trip. Let's just say that. It doesn't get any easier from here, but I don't think they're going to win tonight. And if they do, it's going to be stringing one of those games together. I mean, go with Carolina again. They played them once pretty good, so I think they have that secret sauce. I mean, that's the only thing we can really hold ourselves
to. We always play the Hurricanes pretty good. Even in our first season, wasn't that one of our first big wins? Was on this similar road trip, I think, right? Against we beat the Panthers and the Hurricanes, I think.
We also play well against the Red Wings last season.
That's in my mind for some reason, too. Yeah. We so, do. I mean, I don't look. Hey, so listen, get out there and smack somebody. I don't care who you're playing. I don't care how many wins they have. I don't care what logo's on the front of their jersey. Put the logo of your jersey right through the front of their jersey. You see what I'm saying? Let's go chest to chest with these guys. Katie,
you want to make out?
Let's go chest to chest. Double pits to chesty.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there
let's go double pits to chesty with these guys. Come on now. Right, Ryan?
Wow, I mean, like where this is going.
Dude, if we're getting blown out, how come we're not also busting heads out there, though? That's what I'm wondering, Ryan. From a hockey player perspective, I thought when your team is not doing very well, or at least when you're getting blown out, you're supposed to be out there, you know, doing something about it.
You saw it a little bit at the end of last game with Yanni Gord and the fight and mixing it up, and there's almost a line brawl, but it was a little too late. So you need to carry that momentum into this game. You need to start off that way. And set
well,
that
also,
tone,
I don't need my assistant
right
away. Okay, but homie, I don't need my assistant captain trying to take on the entire team and then getting his helmet knocked off while he gets pushed from behind and almost smashes his head into the boards. Like, that's not exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about some dude on the fourth defensive line going out there and, like, you know, just bodying somebody. Let's go.
I mean, there's plenty of guys to choose from that can step up and do this. They just have to realize it and go for it. Yeah. I don't know why this team is playing so complacent right now, and it is really frustrating to watch them and to be able, they should be able to step up and take care of this and do it themselves, but it's going to take an outside force to have them do this. It doesn't make sense.
All right, which would you rather see? This is a what would you rather? Would you rather see whoever the backup goaltender for the night is just jump over the wall and check somebody randomly to fire everybody up, or would you rather see Hack secretly wear skates and him jump the boards and run out there and tackle somebody or get thrown out of the game like that, a la Gene Hackman in Hoosiers?
I don't know if he's wearing skates, but I liked him to go over and go over the glass and start chirping at the other team's coach.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
let's fight.
Let's get a little fire going. Yeah. I mean, we saw a smile out of Hack. Let's get some fire out of him too. That could motivate in a different way.
Yeah, I like that. Like, he just kind of looks over at the other coach, like a la Coach Riley in Bombay in Mighty Ducks, gives him a little pop of the collar. Yeah, what's up,
there
coach?
There you go.
Yeah, they meet in the tunnel. Chris, which would you rather see, the backup goaltender laying somebody out or Hack just taking matters into his own hands? That'd be so awesome.
I think we all know what
what Littlefinger is capable of. You know what I mean? Yeah. All of us do. Yeah. So that's what I want to see. I want to see him truly come out.
Well, listen.
I'm voting Coach Hack.
Listen, he's been on the hot seat all three seasons with us so far on this show. I'd say he's on the hot seat again. And both other seasons, they sort of rose to the occasion. Season one's a bit of a wash, but, you know, they were scrappy. But season two, they really did kick it into gear, and hopefully they can do that this season, you know, also.
I think they're going to split.
You think so? All right. That's not Absolutely. An actual prediction.
I think they're going to split.
That's not an official
prediction. No. I would never do that. Okay. But you're right. We are 3-0-1 against Detroit. We have never lost to them in regulation.
Oh.
So we're going to get this one. I think we're going to get this one. So you were right on point with that Detroit feeling. We're going to get this one. We've never lost to them in regulation. We're going to do it. Carolina's going to get us, but then we're going to take Florida, and then Tim.
Red Wings suck. So.
Yeah. Katie hates the Red Wings. Hey, hold on. We got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back on the show. I didn't have a good segue, but we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, we're back, and we also have to wrap it up. So. There's
wow.
That. Yeah, man. Time flies when you're having fun with your friends, you know? If you guys know the answer to the trivia question, you could win tickets to the Jonas Brothers. Just send us the phrase that pays to our email, releasetheshow@gmail.com. releasetheshow@gmail.com.
Is it really trivia when you give them the answer?
I'm sure Ryan will be putting it on social media, and you could answer there also. But we'd like you to send you an email to just show your support for us. Because we're not having a good time watching these Kraken so far this season, and we need your support just like the team does. Ryan, do you have anything else before we get out of here?
No, because like everything I say turns out opposite, so...
Yeah.
Show Jonas Brothers.
It's 3 weeks until that show. So.
Yeah, calm down. He's excited. He's a Joe Bro supporter for a long time. You know, maybe one of the Kraken have to start dating Megan Trainor or something. Who's single out there? Any pop stars that are single?
Kelly Clarkson.
Is Selena Gomez single?
I don't know. Katie, do you know any single pop stars that could date one of the Kraken? We could turn this whole thing around. Well, I know, but we tried that. It didn't really work. Is that guy still on the team? Let me check the roster. They sent him to the desert?
I made some requests.
Okay. Hey, listen, producer Katie, if that's what it takes, we will get you to the Verizon Lounge tonight.
Yep.
Oh, no, they're in Detroit. We could get you to the Verizon Lounge by next Thursday when they take on the Predators. Yeah. It's working for the Chiefs. Why not for the Kraken?
Hey.
You know? Hey.
Whatever it takes. Hey, we were the last team to get a win, at least.
Chris cracks my ass up.
San Jose still hasn't won a game. At least we won a game.
Yeah, that's
things
true.
Things are looking up here, guys. See ya.
I wasn't ready.
Oh, no. Okay, take it back.
Here you go. No, it's fine.
The recording has stopped.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.